So then, this church is marking its 183rd anniversary. You know, that's rather incredible when you think about it. And I just checked. I was greeting Jean Brightman there. She definitely was a babe in arm when this church celebrated 100 years back in 1936. I won't tell you how young of a babe in arms, but there might be a few of you that were around in 1936. That was the 100-year anniversary. And I know that there were a number of you that were here for the 150th big celebration. Yes, raising of hands. There used to be a picture of all of you in front of the church, right? Well, I arrived early in my ministry to miss, just by a month, the 153rd anniversary. But I saw the removal of the big old CE wing, and there was a new addition. New. I must be old, because the new is now 29 years old. And in places it's got a fresh coat of paint. Some of you were not even born when the old part of this building was torn down and a kind of new, but now isn't, addition was put up. What is new now, right now, will be old someday, new and old. Can we blend both together? What is foundational, rich in heritage, and necessary to preserve? And then what is fresh and daring and innovative that needs to be pursued? There's something that can be said about the stable and sure, and there's something that can be said about innovative and transforming. You know, when I think about it, there are things that have changed for me greatly since I was a minister in this very church. I have new skills now that I was developing here, but have been honed for spiritual care, which I do in this large acute care hospital in London. And I have to admit, I also have a broader faith, and my understanding of God contains much more paradox and mystery than absolutes and certainties. With each year I live, my experience tells me that life is very fragile, complex, and sometimes tragically messy. And yet God is still God of all in all of that messiness. I'm not sure that those of you who knew me when I left in 1997 will recognize my transformed theological understanding or my approach to life. And yet there are things about me that are very much the old me. My desire to seek ways, the ways of Jesus, my compassion for those pushed to the margins of society, my passion for pastoral care, and my favorite passages of scripture that help me both trust and lament. These things still express who I am. I treasure today both new and long-enduring aspects of myself that steers the vocation to which God has called me. Which now brings me to the shortest parable that Jesus has here in Matthew's gospel. In fact, I wonder if any of you have really ever noticed it. This short parable comes after a flurry of stories, stack upon stack upon stack of parables regarding the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is like a sower scattering seeds. The kingdom of heaven is like a farmer harvesting wheat among tares, like a mustard seed, like yeast, like a hidden treasure in a field, like a merchant searching for pearls. The kingdom of God is like a net thrown into the sea. And after all these descriptions of God's reign in the lives of people, Jesus asks his disciples quite basically, have you got all that? Do you get it? Do you understand? And if you do, if you are a true seeker of knowing God's ways, then you need to move on and start using what you've learned and been given. And then that is when Jesus concludes with this analogy. Therefore, every teacher of the law who has become a disciple of the kingdom of heaven is like the owner of a house who brings out of his storeroom new treasures as well as old. Jesus speaks of a storeroom which was a place where the householder would keep necessary items of choice food, of clothing, of supplies, of the family valuables for safekeeping, so that when there was a need, they could be brought out and used. Among those supplies would be both new and old resources. Within this church community, this church that the First Baptists established here in Simcoe in 183 years ago, within this church community, which is you, there is a treasury of enduring faith, knowledge, and new practical know-how which Christ calls upon you to employ for the sake of heaven's work in this particular place and community. Essentially, Jesus is saying that the full spectrum of who you are as individuals, who you are as a group of people, new and old, the whole of who you are is brought to bear to the decisions and efforts made and brought to bear to the direction forged for this church and its calling to serve him. What is necessary then for your role in this community? Well, I would say what's necessary is supplied out of both the core ethos of this long established church as well as what's new and fresh today. It's a both and, not an either or, not a one or the other, but it is the new as well as the old and the old as well as the new. The new and the old works something like this. Guys and gals, some of you I know have a collection of those odds and ends of hardware. You know, jars full of nuts and bolts and nails and washers and clamps and widgets that you keep just in case. And hasn't there then been a time when the odd clamp thingy has been the perfect widget that you can now use for a present problem? And women, some of you I know you have in your fridges or fridge relishes, sauces, juice, and on your shelves an array of spices that you're glad to have had on hand when at the last minute you needed to create a culinary dish for an unexpected guest. As a single woman, I have both my jar of nuts and bolts and my drawer of cumin and smoked paprika. A storehouse of treasured things. Wouldn't want to throw out that bolt. That bay leaf will have a use someday. In the same way, Jesus says, as his kingdom people, you need to pull out all the stores of possessions to meet the present challenge. You have to be resourceful, creative with the deep core of what was established and what is also daringly innovative. You have a rich heritage of faith experience to draw upon here. People of incredible prayerfulness and faithfulness founded this church, prevailing through good things, but prevailing also through discouragement and scarcity. This faith community has long wrestled with the profoundness of the Bible that asks for both humility and diligence to understand what God truly requires of you. And I would affirm that even if some here proclaim they have no denominational ties, know that the Canadian Baptist heritage of this church has shaped an openness of views and a working together that gives a home where diversity and differences can live. Your heritage allows many voices to be heard in this place and to make a way forward in a unique way among the churches in this community. This church has long valued thoughtful, inquiring faith in God revealed through Jesus. An old treasure indeed. And the new treasures from the storehouses, what are they? These are challenging times. New energy, innovative ideas, up-to-date methods are also necessary for the work of the kingdom of heaven. What is required for times such as these are fresh expressions of the gospel message and perhaps a second look at what the Bible really says or doesn't say about the things we thought we knew. We know that if in our bodies new cells are not created and thriving, death is approaching. And so we need to have new cells and new growth within this body of believers. There has to be life and vitality with fresh ventures for doing and comprehending the work of God. Health in a church community is seen when we don't insist on only welcoming people who look just like us or express their faith in ways that are different from our ways or worship. We have to welcome those who worship, who have different ways of worshiping than maybe ours. And it's interesting, you have some ministries here that are different from my time. First serving, godly play. Not only electric guitars in worship, but drums. And yet it's still a beautiful Cassavan organ. And you have something new I hear is called pickleball. Wasn't back in my day. You don't have to do what other churches are doing or say what other churches are saying. In fact, you shouldn't. You just have to be uniquely who you are. I call it being a peculiar people in a particular place. You didn't know you're peculiar. It means, the old word means unique and distinct. You are peculiar people. Keep being the peculiar people you are in this particular place. Dare to try new things. Create bridges with the unchurched who need caring by Jesus' followers. They need that caring more than they need to be cleaned up and come to church. Be Jesus to others. And you know, Jesus was very good at disrupting the religiously pious and the self-righteous of his day. So then, as Jesus does say, do you understand all of this? Do you understand what it is to be in the midst of the kingdom of heaven? And if you do, then dare to take the tried and true treasured belief in a God of grace and mercy and love and use then those new ways and means to emphasize that grace, love, and mercy. And I would say flee from the thought of keeping up appearances and acceptability. especially among the pious. And be uniquely the church you are in this particular community. There is still a space and a place for a faith community such as is here among you, here in Simcoe. Indeed, God earnestly desires you as a church to use your storehouse of treasures, of heritage and freshness, to be the face of Christ and to let his compassionate movement and reign of love continue in you in this community. Amen?
Amen.
Let it be so.